Business for a Southern California company that offers advice for those going to prison for white-collar crimes is booming. White-collar Advice says they'll take the confusion and headache out of preparing for sentencing, prison, and probation. Justa Piperny is the co-founder of White-Collar Advice. He joins us now live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. What in the world made you come up with this company?
Well, it started for me in 2008 when I was spiraling out of control in federal prison and had a great deal of regret over how poorly I prepared for both sentencing and prison. Then I began speaking to other prisoners who felt the same way, and I sensed an opportunity to help them and also help me, and I began documenting my journey through prison. And upon my release, which is actually 10 years ago today, I was released from prison, created this business to help others emerge from this wretched system successfully.
Wow, that's making the best of a bad situation, isn't it? So what sorts of things, it's hard for me even to imagine being prepared for going to prison, but what sorts of things ought people do, should people be doing if they're headed that direction?
Well, initially people focus most on prison. What is it like? And it's been so sensationalized on TV. The reality is there is not fear or violence in prison, but rather boredom. So our work focuses on working to try to get the shortest possible sentence, of course. Life is easier if you have a shorter federal prison term. Emerging from this experience successfully, it is very hard to live as a convicted felon. I'm not seeking sympathy. We're not complaining here, but it is a lifelong consequence. People in this Varsity Blues case, for example, and I'm working with defendants in this case, people knock, oh, it may be only 10 months for Huffman or 15 months. It is a lifelong sanction, and we help defendants overcome and prepare for that lifelong sanction beyond just sentencing and what life is like in prison. 10 years out of prison, I'm still dealing with collateral consequences for my conviction. So we help defendants prepare for the coming decades of their life and work their way back till today.
And you also help them figure out which prison they would prefer to go to. You have a choice?
Well, you have a choice to the extent that the Bureau of Prisons will follow your recommendation. There is no guarantee, but at sentencing, successful defendants will ask the judge to recommend a specific prison. There are five here in California. I serve time at Taft Federal Prison Camp. There's Atwater Federal Prison Camp in Northern California, Lompoc. Each prison presents pros and cons, but yes, defendants should prepare for the right facility. Then they wherever they go, let me be clear, if they ask for Taft and they get Atwater, it doesn't really matter at the end of the day. What matters most is how they're using their time to prepare to come home as a convicted felon, making sure they're making their family and loved ones proud of their efforts to atone.
Okay, and what are you looking for? And I mean, if one does get to sort of suggest where they would prefer to go, is it proximity to home? What sorts of factors are involved in that?
Certainly proximity to home. Some prisons offer what an early release program called the drug program, which could take 18 months off of your sentence. So programs, proximity to your home. Some camps you're required to work more than others. I did my job in prison, though I wanted to allow as much time for reflection and writing and prepping for my new career. Other prisons you'll be working, 6 to 8 hours. So that could be right for some people. Some prisoners want to work all day to feel busy and help the time pass. That was not the case for me. So there are myriad things to consider beyond just proximity and programs. How do you want to spend your day? Housing. Some are cubicles like where I was. Others are like a big dorm. You walk in and there's 150 bunks and you have no privacy. So there's myriad things to consider. But regardless of where you go, it's all a mindset and how you choose to use your time on the inside.
All right, we've got to run, but anybody in this college admissions scandal contact you?
Many have. I'm working with several. They're all good people who made some out-of-character choices who are working to atone and prepare for the next phase of this experience.
All righty. Thanks a lot for talking to us. Appreciate the time. That's Justin Piperny, co-founder of White Collar Advice.